Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we'll go in a very interesting direction today on Theology Thursday, which normally we kind of are doing, you know, Theology Thursday with our friends at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Today, we're coming out of that soil, but we're going to look at what's going on in our country right now from a few different perspectives. I have a very good friend who's a graduate here of Southeastern who got his PhD here. Dr. Leonard Gonaga, who is a good friend of mine. We first met. Do you remember how we first met, Leonard? Do you remember?
I think it was in a political course.
Yes, we were in an ethics class. And the one thing that I noticed about you is immediately, I don't know if you had your ultra cool mustache at the time.
No. Maybe.
Like if for those of you on Facebook Live, face the camera a little bit, Leonard, so they can see. You see that wood handlebar mustache bow tie, which you had. Did you have that custom made? You had a bunch of them made, right?
Like my dad makes them. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. So, but that very first day in our ethics class together, you came in with a tray on which you were dispensing Cuban coffee.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, I love this brother.
Yeah.
And then I always joke about this, but I'm serious too. I think Leonard's probably the smartest person I've ever known and has been a huge blessing in my life and has been a blessing to this ministry and the radio show. Has helped me a lot behind the scenes. I've learned a lot from him. And so Leonard and his family moved down to Miami recently. He got his PhD, like I said, here at Southeastern. And you wrote something the other day on Facebook that I shared in my different places, my different pages on Facebook that was enormously thought-provoking and helpful for me as you kind of overlaid the original concepts of the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on top of the chaos and the situation that we're dealing with here in America ever since the killing of George Floyd. And so that started for you with like this endless parade of videos. So kind of take us into what you're experiencing and then we'll unpack
so,
this.
So I have an unhealthy addiction with watching protest live streams that started with the Occupy Wall Street because I kind of wanted to see from their perspective, the individuals that are rioting, you know, what's happening, right? And I also enjoy seeing like the protests. So I took over the weekend and I watched probably 40 hours of these events. And what you see when you watch them is utter chaos because what you'll see a lot on your Facebook page is certain people who have certain presuppositions, certain types of ideologies, you know, share certain types of videos. They're saying, you know, the violence is being done by the police officers or the violence is being done by Antifa. But when you watch 40 hours, it's utter chaos. You will see videos of police officers arresting the media and shooting them and using too much force and violence. And you will see videos of individuals driving ATVs and cars through police lines, ganging up on them, beating them up. You will see Antifa people breaking windows. You will see other individuals, locals breaking windows. You will literally see everything.
And white locals and black locals.
Literally everything.
And you'll see cops forcing a car, forcing an SUV through a crowd, and it's literally everything.
It's
like
everything.
Total chaos.
Yeah, you can't put any rhyme or reason, and the tendency of individuals is try to impose some interpretive grid, you know, because that's our natural tendency is to have order.
Yeah.
But it's literally just this mad descent of chaos. I'll just give you this a couple of examples. Besides, like, the burning of the church, you have tweets from nuns who own bookstores about how their places was ravaged. You had downtown Raleigh, a liberal newspaper publication, and how they got broken into. You know, you have the top trade union up in D.C. Their place got ravaged. And then you even will see these videos as you watch them live. This one really stuck out with me of firefighters, right, who are not here at the center of this discussion about firefighter brutality. And they are rushing to try to take out fires. And in this one case, it was a girl that was in a building that individuals were inhabiting. And the rioters had lit it on fire. And the police and the firemen are trying to get to it, get to it.
Yep.
And they are blocking the streets and making blockades. They're literally throwing bricks through windows, cursing them out, and they barely were able to get the child out alive. So you just see all of this madness coming from every conceivable type of town and context, and it's just absolute disorder.
Yeah, I was reading this. I'm looking at an article that I was reading earlier from. It's on Fox News, and violent armed looters overrun Santa Monica Music Center. They took everything from us and no one stopped them. And this was mostly talking to a gal, Hispanic. She and her husband own a music instruments. And I guess this is a play started in 1972 by Cuban-Spanish brothers. This rented out musical instruments and low cost to local schools, all this stuff. And she just says it just becomes mass pandemonium. It started at 4 p.m. broad daylight this past Sunday. And there were all kinds of people. She's like, we saw windows being smashed. I saw a woman with snakeskin pants with her face pressed up against the glass of our store. And then she called a group over. I saw them trying to get in. I just started screaming and honking the horn. There's a guy there with an AR-15 trying to protect his place. She said, we wrote minority owned across the front of the store. But soon it started with groups of five, then groups of 10, most with backpacks on skateboards and machetes and hammers in their hands starting to come towards the center. And they destroyed the place.
Yeah, one of the patterns that I saw throughout the video is usually what happened is during the day, you would have all these peaceful protesters out, and you know, it's very fundamental to democracy and to our republic to protest.
I mean,
we were literally founded upon protest. The founding fathers had protested for their liberties, but I mean, you had one auto dealership where they stole 50 vehicles.
Yeah.
And I remember towards the end, because you watch it as it decayed, usually during the day at the beginning, peaceful protest. At night, you would see both types of people, whites, blacks, Hispanics, but specifically you would catch Antifa. Usually these Antifa people would skateboard.
All black, blacked out, yeah, had their face masks on.
All black, black bloc, usually working in teams of three. One would be the arson, one would be the person breaking the glass, one would be the medic, and they would just systematically go on throughout the night and break stuff. But towards the end is when it just got to looting chaos. Like, I saw this video a couple days ago from Philly, and the streets were absolutely jam-packed. You have police vehicles on fire. But people, you don't see any signs. I saw one sign. What it was is basically every single person had book bags and luggages, and they are just going into each place and just looting.
Yeah.
So it's just utter chaos. It's literally a depiction of what the political philosophers discuss as the state of nature.
Yeah.
You know,
which is the exact opposite of what it means to be made in the image of God and what God calls us to and what God establishes, which is order.
Yeah.
And so that's why we were talking about this before the show. We'll hit a break here in a second. And we're going to unpack because what Leonard wrote on Facebook, and I'll share it again on Facebook Live for everybody, is really an overlay of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on what we're seeing here. And how do you kind of take all that in? Because you may think this is just about George Floyd and racism or police brutality, but there's a lot more here going on than just that. And for us as followers of Jesus Christ with hopefully active, healthy, biblical worldviews, it points to a whole lot more, the nature of man, and ultimately the solution that is only brought by the gospel itself. This is Steve Noble talking to my buddy Leonard Gonaga. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Theology Thursday, as it is every week. But this time we've got my good friend in here, Dr. Leonard Gonaga, who got his PhD here at Southeastern not that long ago and now lives in Miami with his family, back to his roots, also the president of the Bard Company. So a lot of things that have happened with the show and Facebook and our branding and how we reach out to people. Leonard's been involved with that from for a few years now, but actually, and it's been a huge blessing, and we're good friends, and just wanted to tap into that. But recently, after watching like 30 or 40 hours of these videos from all different sources, right, left, Antifa people, individuals, putting all this stuff up there, Leonard wrote, most people would call it a lengthy post on Facebook. I thought it was just necessary because he kind of overlaid life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on top of all this. Somebody that's got a lot of political theology in his brain, and a lot of research in that, so he's an expert when it comes to these things, and also as a follower of Jesus Christ, so the gospel's in there. So we don't have. Listen, you're not going to get any of these kind of conversations from the secular media. I don't care if it's Fox News or CNN. It ain't going to happen anywhere, and it doesn't happen. Ben Shapiro's not doing it from this direction. Steven Crowder's not doing it from this direction. Glenn Beck, maybe a little bit, but he's a Mormon, so he's got some problems there. You just don't have a lot of really solid biblical worldview conversations dealing with the news of the day. That's what we're trying to do here. But anyway, Leonard, when you got into this, why did you choose the Declaration of Independence and life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness to kind of unpack this?
Well, I think because those three concepts are kind of at the core of our democratic republic. And what we're seeing here, you know, the injustice that's occurring is that we can see violating those three principles. Right. And to kind of understand this stuff as a political theologian, you know, I want to go and see what does the Bible have to say about things like law and order and society and the state of man, because those are things that you kind of presuppose into understanding this. And there are particular things when, you know, you're looking at this narrative in the Bible that make police brutality particularly abhorrent. Right, so we have very strong pro-life principles because we're made in the image of God, right? The Imago Dei, right? And that is one reason why this is exceptionally abhorrent, is because, you know, a family, an individual, a community was robbed of a life. But in the Bible, there's this narrative. There's these two words in Hebrew, Hamas and Yetzer, and they're used all throughout the Old Testament. So remember when in Judges, in the end, you know, that language about how human beings were acting, or in the Old Testament, you have these verses like, you know, they did whatever was right in their own
right.
eye.
And they were nothing but evil continually all
the
time.
Or even Cain and Abel and that unjust death. What you see in the beginning is these two terms, and what they mean is they mean downward descent and violence, violent intent and downward descent. So think about Romans 1. When Romans 1's talking about violence,
yep,
and the descent, there, it's kind of depicting it as like
spiraling down. Yep.
Yeah, and there's also these images in the Old Testament as it relates to this, you know, violent intent that man is combating, where when man sins, he becomes something less than human. So these principles are led basically to what this Jewish theologian Eleazar had argued for the establishment of government in the Old Testament, right? The city. Right, and there's a particular government, Israel, but it also establishes the principles. So God, in his grace, gives us this institution of the government to check us, our worst nature, in this downward descent and in this depravity, because it leads to violence and disorder and chaos. And disorder is the antithesis of God.
Yeah. Yeah, and you wrote this, humanity was driven by a wicked imagination and a depraved impulse. So you just lay that single little statement over what's going on in the news, right? And you just go, okay, I see that. It should be clear as day to you. And this wicked imagination humanity actualized as an explosive state of affairs where every intention, Yetzer, which is what you were saying, of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, which is Genesis 6:5. And you went on to write, and this was fascinating because I was thinking over the last 10 days, this is probably a lot what hell looks like.
Yep.
And you wrote that. I've often wondered what hell would look like beyond the classical depictions of fire and brimstone, and the imagery of anarchy is one that I think of. And that's so accurate, I think, that what we're seeing on the streets right now is just anarchy. It's basically hell on earth,
yeah,
which is the reverse of who God is.
Yeah. So, you know, when people like when C.S. Lewis would talk about God, right, and he would talk about darkness and evil as kind of like the antithesis of God, he would use it to say like the absence of light, right? And in the political realm, the absence of order, chaos, is something that's antithetical to God's nature. God is, you know, a God.